The third option for the untreated patient, which gets to your question about the non-clear cell histology, is temsirolimus. So temsirolimus is an agent which is now commercially available for the group of patients that has what's called poor prognostic features. These are features like a lower hemoglobin, a poorer performance status, multiple sites of metastatic disease, a high corrected calcium. And the other thing about temsirolimus is the trial was the only trial in previously untreated patients which included non-clear cell histologies. And in a patient population that has non-clear cell histologies, in a previously untreated patient, even though sunitinib is available, one has to really consider temsirolimus.
In your clinical practice, do you see responses in this situation?
Oh, absolutely. So in my practice, my paradigm is pretty simple. In a clear cell carcinoma patient with predominantly clear cell features, whether they have good, intermediate, or poor prognosis, my treatment of choice is sunitinib. If a person has any features that say that their prognosis is a little less well, such as primary tumor intact, non-clear cell histology, papillary, sarcomatoid, or other, temsirolimus is my treatment of choice.
But you included sunitinib under poor prognosis, and that kind of is where TEM was studied. Why do you choose sunitinib?
Because we have to remember that in the sunitinib randomized trial, it also included poor prognosis patients. The number of patients was only about 9% of the population, but it still also included that population of patients.